各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们一起来学习的题目是《旷野的声音》。
Our topic for this afternoon is voices from the wilderness.
我们人从在妈妈的肚子里面当胎儿的时候，就开始对外面的声音有所反应。
Even when we were just the fetus in our mother's womb, we have reactions to the voices externally.
我们从出生的第一天到离开世界那一天，都会在张开耳朵听很多不同的声音。
From the day we are born until the day we leave this world, our ears pick up different noises.
你想想看，早上听到什么声音呢？可能是第一个是闹钟在叫的声音。
Let's think back. This morning, the first noise we hear is probably the alarm clock going off.
然后是我们开车去上班塞车的声音。
And then we drive to work and we hear the noises of the traffic jam.
去到办公室，很多电话在响，手机也在响，电话的声音。
When we arrive at the office, we hear the phones ringing off, our cell phones ringing.
讲话的声音。
Voices talking.
吵架的声音。
Quarreling.
周围很多音乐。
Music.
回到家又有电视的声音。
When you go back home, there's music from television.
青年就会把流行音乐放得很大，有流行音乐的声音。
And the young people would turn on their radio and listen to pop music.
神在我们的耳朵很特别。
God has made our ears very special.
神给我们两个耳朵。
God gave us two ears.
但是呢，这两个耳朵同时只可以留心听一种声音。
These two ears can listen to one kind of voice.
我们不可能同时听两个人在讲话。
We probably can't listen to two different people talking at the same time.
奇怪啊，神造两个耳朵，如果同时可以听两个人讲话，不是很方便吗？
Isn't it miraculous? God has created two ears for us. Why can't we pick up a noise for each ear?
同时只能集中听一种。
That's not possible because we have to focus on just one.
像其他没有留意的声音呢，就变成一个杂音了，背景了 ，background noise.
And all the other noise sounds that we don't hear becomes a background noise to us.
很特别。
It's very special.
这个世界第一种出现的声音是什么？
What is the first sound that was produced from this world?
创世纪第一章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
起初神创造天地，第二节。
2.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。神的灵运行在水面上，第三节。
Three.
神说要有光，就有了光。
Verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Verse 3. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
原来这个世界，神造天地万物，第一种出现的声音不是鸟在叫，也不是人在唱歌。
So,
而是神在讲话。
So the world that God created in the very beginning, it wasn't the sound of a bird singing. It was rather God's voice.
神说要有光，就有光了。
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
但是很可惜啊，第一种出现的声音也是最重要的声音，在现在这个社会啊，神的声音已经很难听得到，在被淹没了。
Unfortunately, in today's world, this very first sound that was spoken, and the most important sound.Has been covered or hidden.
但主耶稣还是很爱我们人类。
But God still loved us very much.
2000年前来到世上。
He came into the world 2000 years ago.
在他来之前，差遣一个工人，就是施洗约翰。
Prior to his arrival, he sent a worker before him. His name is John the Baptist.
他在旷野发出声音来叫人来听。
Out of the wilderness, John the Baptist called out to the people.
我们请看马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章
Matthew chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1
马太福音第三章第一节
Matthew chapter 3 verse 1
一到五节
Verse 1 to verse 5
我们今天就来查考这一段
We're going to study this passage today
三章第一节
Chapter 3 verse 1
那时有施洗的约翰出来在犹太的旷野传道说天国近了你们应当悔改第三节这人就是先知以赛亚所说的他说在旷野有人声喊着说预备主的道修直他的路第四节
Four.
这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服腰束皮带吃的是蝗虫野蜜第五节
Five.
那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地并约旦河一带的地方的人都出去到约翰那里承认他们的罪在约旦河里受洗 这里告诉我们，约翰
原来就是圣经几百年前以赛亚先知所预言的旷野的声音呢。
Here John the Baptist was the prophecy that was fulfilled several hundred years ago, the voice of the wilderness.
啊，旷野的声音有什么特别呢
？What is so special about this voice coming out from the wilderness?
今天来讲几点。
Let us talk about a few points today.
第一点呢，就是旷野的声音呢，跟神的关系特别亲近。
First point is the voice in the wilderness is very close to God.
约翰第一句话说：“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
The first thing that John the Baptist said was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
最简单的布道题目。
This is the most simple evangelical topic.
也最短的讲道。
And it's probably the shortest speech.
没有很有口才的辩道。
And it's even a debate that from someone who's not eloquent.
但是一讲出来就能够扣动人的心了。
But once you say these words, they can strike a chord in people's heart.
所以很多事情啊，并不是怎么样来讲。
So many things you don't need a lot of words.
而是神有没有动工，神有没有能力在里面。
Rather, is God working with you?
为什么约翰有那么能力呢
？Why is John so powerful?
这里说啊，他跑到旷野去讲这个声音呢。
Because here it says that he went to the wilderness and called out.
他跟神之间本身就有一个很亲近的关系。
He was very close to God.
我们来看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第八十节。
Verse 80.
路加福音第一章第八十节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 80.
路加福音第一章第八十节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 80.
那孩子，这是约翰啊，渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野。直到他显明在以色列面前的日子。
Verse 80, and the child, meaning John the Baptist, grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness till the day of his manifestation to Israel.
他从很小的时候，神都拣选他了。
From a young age, he was chosen by God.
他自己一个人跑到旷野去。
He went to the wilderness by himself.
别的小孩可能在城市玩啊，住得很舒服啊。
Other children may be living in the city, playing in the city.
但是他不要。
But he refused all those.
他要去旷野，没有人待在的地方。
He wanted to go to the wilderness where there is nobody.
直到他长成在显明的以色列当中了。
Till he became strong and became a manifestation to Israel.
今天我们的孩子们、孙子们都生活在很好的环境之下。
Today our children, our grandchildren live in a wonderful environment.
生活完全不缺。
They lack nothing in their life.
也没有饿过尝过这个饿的机会。
They never tasted hunger.
但是今天这一代的孩子呢？
But what about the oldest kids?
就没有办法像约翰那个年代这个形容了。
But today the kids cannot compare to the days of John the Baptist.
今天的孩子，我不是说教会了，我说一般外教会或者是没有信主的人会怎么样呢？一般的孩子。
Today children generally, what are they like?
如果没有信仰的。
If they have no faith, no religion.
没有神在心里面的。
If they have no God in their hearts.
今天的孩子会渐渐长大，但是心灵还像个小孩。
They will grow up gradually, but in their mind, they're still children.
在温室里面长大，不堪一击。
They grow up in a hot house, and they cannot withstand any tribulation.
长得很大了，但是还不能显明在外人面前。
They're still grown up, but they cannot manifest to the other people.
不能承受压力。
They cannot withstand pressure.
不能独立。
They are not independent.
这个正是这一代家长啊，都会担心的事情。
These are some of the things that parents of our generation worry the most.
所以小孩子受苦是好的。
So it is good for children to suffer.
约翰从小过了生活就很清淡。
And John the Baptist has led a very simple life.
跑到旷野里面去。
He went to the wilderness.
但是在旷野的风啊雨啊给他熬炼，他就变成个心灵强健的人。
And he was trained in the severe weather in the wilderness.
所以我们不要怕让我们的下一代受苦。
So let us not be afraid to let our younger children to suffer.
不是说像外面下雨，你叫他在外面站一个小时那种苦了。
Of course,
不是这个意思。
We are not referring to letting him stand in the rain for an hour.
不要怕给他挑战。
Do not be afraid of the challenges they face.
不要怕给他自己长大的机会。
Do not be afraid to give them a chance to grow up.
不要怕给他责任。
Do not be afraid to give them responsibilities.
不要怕给他受苦。
Do not be afraid that they would suffer.
不一定说哇，什么都给他安排啊，一点一点，他自己都没有思想的机会了。
It is not necessary for you to arrange everything for them so that they have no room to think for themselves.
教他你自己想。
You must make them think for themselves.
你要祷告，你要看神要怎么带领你的路。
You must ask them to pray and see how God will lead them.
你辛苦的时候，你要祷告。
And when you're suffering, you pray.
约翰为什么那么跟神那么亲近呢
？Why is John so close to God?
他选择在旷野。
Because he chose to be in the wilderness.
旷野是一个
城市人看不起的地方。
Wilderness is a place that city people do not want to go.
如果今天我们跟别人说我们温哥华来的啊，大家就说哦，住大城市。
If we tell people that we came from the city of Vancouver, they would know that it's an urban center.
如果说我从 Kamloops 来的，乡下来的，大家说哦，乡下人哦。
And if I say I came from the Kamloops, then you will think that I'm a country folk.
所以人都爱城市，亲乡下。
Everybody likes to go to cities.
但是
and down on this countryside.
为什么在旷野里面呢？
Why did John the Baptist choose to be in the wilderness?
为什么他选择在旷野里面发出他的信息呢？
Why did he choose to stay in the wilderness and call out to the people?
因为旷野没有其他杂音。
Because there is no other noise in the wilderness.
没有城市市场的这个嘈杂。
There is no the noise of the market in the city.
神的声音很特别。神的声音很特别。
The voice of God is special.
要当我们把身边所有其他的杂音都关起来的时候，我们才会听得见神微小的声音啊。
Only when you tune out to the sounds of your surrounding can you hear the soft voice of God.
约翰没有说我在今天是 market 啊，今天是市场里面我来讲道。
John did not go into a market to preach his message.
你要听，自己跑来旷野来听。
If you want to hear my message, you must come to the wilderness.
一去到旷野，哇，什么声音听不到？听到风声、雨声、草声，但是只有听到一个人的讲话。
In the wilderness, you'll probably hear the wind blowing, the grass whistling, but there is only one person's voice.
我越去非洲，我越喜欢那边了。
The longer I've been in Africa, the more I liked it.
啊，去到那边，尤其去了非洲的乡下的地方。
Especially in the countryside of Africa.
没有手机。
There is no cell phone.
其实我不喜欢手机的。
Actually, I don't like cell phones.
手机是很方便。
They're very convenient.
啊，但是手机啊，每一分每秒都可能在响。
But it could ring any second.
上厕所的时候，有时候手机会响。
Sometimes when you're in the washroom, your cell phone would ring.
吃饭的时候手机也可以响。
And when you're having a meal, your cell phone would ring.
太多嘈杂的声音了。
Too many noises.
去到那种地方，手机也收不到。
When you go to Africa, your cell phone is useless.
没有电，也没有收音机。
There is no electricity. There is no radio.
更没有电视。
There is no TV.
更没有 internet.
And there is no internet.
什么声音都没有。
There is nothing.
只有外面的鸡在叫了。
There is only the roosters crowing outside.
牛在叫了。
The cows mooing.
风它吹过整个草原，整个甘蔗田发出那种沙沙的声音。
You hear the wind blowing and the fields swaying to the wind.
在这个时候，我坐在田间呢，坐在那边读一篇圣经的感觉，都跟城市里面的感觉不一样。
At that moment, if you were to sit in the field and read the Bible, that feeling is very different from reading the Bible in the city.
但是有人说，你才有机会去那么远呢。我们正生活在温哥华，生活那么忙碌，怎么可能去旷野？
And some people tell me, you have the time to go to such places. We live in Vancouver. Our life is busy. We have no time to go to the country.
旷野不一定在非洲大草原。
The wilderness is not necessarily in the meadows of Africa.
有几方面我们可以思想的。
There are several ways we can think about this.
有句话叫做闭门就是深山啊。
There's a saying that once you close the door, it's like unto going to the mountains.
你把家里的房门关起来，你说我现在要读经，我要祷告，我家人这半个小时不要打扰我。
If you close the room to your door and you tell your family that you're studying the Bible and tell them not to interrupt you,
这就是你的旷野了。
That place becomes your wilderness.
有一个弟兄啊，在外国的地方啊。
There was a brother.
移民到国外。
He moved overseas.
但是心里面还是常常很渴想来查考道理，来听道理。
But in him, he always wanted to study the truth and read the Bible.
自己一个房间。
He set aside a room for himself.
他叫这个房间。当然是他的书房啊，他说这个是我的灵修房。
He called this room his study, but actually, it's called his room of nurturing.
啊，每一天那个小时，谁都不可以进来打扰我。
Every day for an hour, nobody were to interrupt him.
他在里面读圣经，思考神的话语。
In there, he would read the Bible and study the words of God.
专心祷告，他觉得跟神很亲近。
And he would pray to God earnestly, and he felt very close to God.
生活那么忙碌，怎么跟神亲近呢？
So you have such a busy life, how do you draw close to God?
试试看，早起半个小时。
Try this out for yourself. Get up early, half an hour early.
早上是最安静的时候。
In the morning, it's the quietest time.
你会发觉早上早起一分钟都很困难。
Sometimes you feel that it's harder to get up even at a minute early.
但是你试试看，真的早起半个小时，那半个小时啊，真的是 quality time， 非常安静心里面。
But try getting up half an hour early. That would be a quality time with God.
没关系，如果你刚刚开始一边祷告一边想睡觉，没关系。
It doesn't matter if at the very beginning you feel like sleeping when you're praying.
后来就会习惯。
But soon you get used to it.
你就会觉得不一样。
You feel different.
还有呢，怎么叫旷野呢
？And what other places is wilderness?
有时候聚会，譬如说两点钟开始。
We have our services at 2 p.m.
我早半个小时来。
If you were to come half an hour early,
坐在会堂里面。
sit in the chapel.
安静的。
Quiet down.
不需要讲什么。
There's nothing you have to say.
不需要忙什么。
There's nothing you have to do.
试试看，坐在这边二十分钟，不讲什么话，不跑来跑去，安静的来思考，准备心。
Try sit in the chapel for 20 minutes, calm down, not saying a word, and think about God.
这样的感觉会不，你会感觉不一样。
You will feel different.
啊，有个兄弟也是一样。
There was a brother like this.
很忙碌啊。
His life was very busy.
礼拜五晚上八点钟聚会。
On Friday, 8 p.m., he came for services.
七点钟都来了。
He arrived actually at 7.
一个人坐在会堂里面。
I see him sitting in the chapel all by himself.
很安静，完全不动了。
Very quiet, he's not even moving.
有时候他可能在默祷。
Perhaps he was praying silently.
是在读圣经。
Or he was reading the Bible.
有时候跪下来祷告。
And sometimes I'll see him kneel down to pray.
他说我一定要抽时间了，安静自己。
He said I need time to quiet down.
当然也要跟别人讲话，但是在那段时间他是跟神讲话。
Of course, he needs to converse with others, but that time was his time to talk to God.
就是旷野了，旷野可能就在这里了。
So that was his wilderness.
还有什么旷野呢？
What other places could be wilderness?
我们来看创世纪第24章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪第24章。
Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪第24章63节。
Chapter 24 verse 63.
24章六十三节。
Genesis chapter 24 verse 63.
天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想，举目一看，竟然那些骆驼啊！这里告诉我们，以撒在田间的默想。
Here says Isaac was meditating in the field.
我觉得这四个字意境很高深。
And these may be simple words, but the feeling is different.
坐在田间默想。
Sitting in the field meditating.
想什么？
What is he meditating?
可能想很多了。
Many things.
可能想他过世的妈妈。
He could be thinking about his mother.
可能想这个老仆人去帮我找个太太回来，不晓得找得怎么样。
He could be thinking about his servant going out to find a bride for him.
可能想我前面的路要怎么走。
Or perhaps he's thinking how his life would proceed from then on.
可能想想我跟神的关系。
Or his relationship with God.
哎，结果想到一半，骆驼就来了。
And halfway through, he saw camels approaching.
我们今天大概很小机会这样坐着田间默想。
Today we don't have the opportunity to sit in the field to meditate.
它不一定在田里面啊。
But you don't necessarily have to be in a field.
我发觉温哥华很漂亮。
Vancouver is beautiful.
最近那是樱花都是在开啊。
You see the cherry blossoming.
我们怎么欣赏樱花呢？
How do we appreciate a cherry
blossom? 我们可能开车的时候过得很快，说哇，樱花很漂亮，然后再回家了。
Perhaps we would drive down a lane and say, "What beautiful cherry blossoms!" And then we are on our way home.
看到樱花的一秒钟的漂亮。
We only saw the beauty of the cherry blossom for 1 second.
在这里找一个礼拜天试试看。
But try find a Sunday when you're free.
不要开车。
Don't drive.
去外面走一圈。
Take a walk.
看到一棵很漂亮的樱花面前。
And stand right in front of a cherry blossom tree.
拿一个椅子坐着。
And take a chair with you.
看那个樱花十五分钟。
And sit there and appreciate the tree.
虽然不是要画它了，不是要画画，但是你坐下来看十五分钟。
Although you're not painting the tree, but just look at it.
你很想要走，但是说不行，我要看十五分钟。
You may feel that you want to leave, but stay there for 15 minutes.
你欣赏整个樱花的漂亮，神造的颜色。
Try to appreciate the beauty of the tree, the colors and the flowers.
风吹起来，那些树叶，那些樱花的叶飘动的时候那种感觉。
When the wind blows, take a look at the leaves swaying.
原来神造的东西是可以那么美丽啊。
You can realize that it was so beautiful and God created such a beautiful thing.
是有生命的东西。
It has life in it.
今天人很奇怪。
Today, we humans are strange.
当什么厂商品牌啊，造一个什么 plasma 很大的高解像度的这个电视出来的时候。
When the electronic company built a quality TV set.
在mall里面，大家可以站在那边说，心想说，哇，这个电视解像度真高啊，真漂亮。
And you see a bunch of people crowding around outside the store admiring the high-definition television set.
可以站在那边五分钟都不动。
You see people standing there for 5 minutes, not even moving.
但是对有生命的东西呢，可能说哦，很漂亮，一分钟、一秒钟都看完了。
But to things with life, they would just take a glance for a second and move on.
我们需要多看一些有生命的东西。
We need to take a look at things that have life.
而不是去看一些好看的东西而已。
And not just things that are beautiful.
电视很好看，但是电视里面的东西没有生命。
The television may be interesting, but the pictures in them are lifeless.
大自然东西有生命。
Nature has life in it.
可以启发我们很多的思考。
It can inspire you to think.
看到一棵树，你就想起主耶稣的道理。
If you see a tree, you may think about some words of God.
主说：“枝子不留在树干上，就会枯干。” 枝子如果不留在树干上面就会枯干了。
And Lord Jesus said that if the branch is not connected to the tree, the branch would wither off.
所以一草一木都是一个教训，一个道理。
So every grass, every tree is a lesson for you.
我们就是树枝，主耶稣就是树干。
We are the branches and Jesus is the tree.
好，再看回来。
Let's turn back.
我们看来马太福音啊。
Let's turn back to Matthew.
第五章。
Gospel Matthew chapter 5.
为什么施洗约翰那么有能力了？
Why is John the Baptist so powerful?
为什么旷野的声音对人的影响那么大呢？
Why does he have such influence, when his voice cries out from the desert?
这里说啊，第四节。
Verse 4 says.
第四节，约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
三章四节，
马太福音三章四节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 4. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather girdle around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey.
所以第二点就是简单的物质生活，但是有一个非常充实、强壮的属灵生活。
Second is that he led a very simple physical life, but has a very rich spiritual life.
物质生活的水准呢，对心灵生活有间接的影响。
Your material life on earth has an indirect relationship with your spiritual life.
因为拥有的东西越多。
Because the more you possess.
他们也会花掉我们的时间越多。
The more time it will consume.
能够花在心灵上、灵性上的东西的时间就越来越少了。
And you will have less time to spend on your spirit.
比如说今天的电视台可以有100个频道。
For example, there are over 100 channels on television stations.
你不要说不好看啊，说不好看是假的。
If you say that there's nothing good broadcasting, that's probably a lie.
你给我看看，我也会觉得很好看啊，在那边转来转去。
If you give me the chance, I will probably be enjoying it, flipping through the channels.
问题是，如果一百个频道的话。
But if there are 100 channels,
我要看哪一个
？Which one would you pick?
每个看五分钟，都看得好几个小时的。
And if each station were to spend, if you were to spend 5 minutes on each channel, that could take up more than an hour.
如果一百个频道，那么要读一篇圣经，这个艰难度就增加很多了。
Comparing 100 channel to reading the Bible, it's probably harder.
所以今天不单只100个频道，还有上网的、MP3 的、MP4 的，这很多东西。
So today, not only you have television channels, but you also have different, other entertainment systems.
这些东西都很好。
All these things are good.
给我们很多的方便。
It gives us much convenience.
但是我们不要忘记哦。
But let us not forget.
不单只是刚刚说的东西，其他东西也是一样。
Not just these things, but all the other things are the same.
当我们拥有一件东西的时候
，When we possess a thing，
那件东西也在拥有我了。
That thing is also possessing you.
因为我要把时间花在上面。
Because I have to spend my time on it.
所以旷野那个约翰他跑到旷野。
So John went to the wilderness.
生活很简单啊。
Led a very simple life.
穿骆驼毛。
Wearing a garment of camel's hair.
去动物园呢，看到其他动物都很可爱，但是看到骆驼的毛粗粗的，不会很想摸。很想摸它。
If you go to the zoo, you see a lot of adorable animals. But if you were to see a camel, you see that its hair was very coarse. You wouldn't want to touch it.
不是今天的皮外套啊，皮夹克。
It's not like the fur coat you see in the malls.
很粗的。
It's very rough.
这个皮带也不是经济过的皮带啊，很粗的。
And this leather girdle is not comfortable either.
这是蝗虫啊。
A locust.
在非洲的时候，有一次有人在卖那种不晓得怎么昆虫的东西，我都不敢吃。
In Africa, I once saw somebody selling some kind of insects that I dare not try it.
吃的很简单，穿的很简单，但是心灵很强健。
So his food is simple, his clothing was simple, but his spirit is very rich.
不是说拥有物质不好。
We're not saying that possessing spiritual wealth, physical wealth is not good.
我们要找到一个平衡的点。
But we must find a balance.
以前有一个人写一本书啊，他的题目很好，我觉得。
There was a book.Which I find that the topic is very interesting. 他说：“
生活简单就是享受。”
Says having a simple life is a luxury.
你想想这句话，生活如果很简单，就是一种享受。
If you think about it, having a simple life is a luxury.
有一次去访问一个慕道朋友。
Once I went to visit a truth seeker friend.
家里弄的那个漂亮的程度，真的是以前没有见过的。
And the things that was in his house was so luxurious. I've never seen it before.
不是豪华，而是很精致，很有品味。
It's not luxurious, sorry, but they're all fine quality.
很多不同的摆设。
Many little things of decoration.
哇，我们说哇，你家真的是我们看过的地方，没有比你家漂亮。
And I've said to him that I've seen many houses, but yours is the most pretty.
他说哇，谢谢你们的赞美了。
He said thank you for your compliments.
但是后来聊比较熟的时候，他讲了一句。
But after we've known each other for some time, he said.
搬家的时候很辛苦。
It's a burden moving.
啊，每一次搬家哦，包这个包那个。
Because each time we move, we have to wrap everything up.
啊，又怕丢掉。
We're afraid of throwing them.
又怕打破。
We're afraid of breaking them.
送给人家不舍得。
We don't want to give them away.
所以我们想想这句话。
So let's think about it.
生活简单就是一种享受。
A simple life is a luxury.
因为我们的更多的精神，更多的时间去想心灵的事情。
Because it gives us more time to think about our spiritual life.
我觉得不单只是享受。
I think not only luxurious things.
生活简单更是力量。
But your simple life also gives you strength.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们能够拥有一件东西，能够买一件东西，是我们的财富。
If you have the ability to buy something, that is your wealth.
但是如果我们觉得它，我根本不需要它了。
But if you feel that you have no need of it,
就是力量。
Then that is your strength.
这个不容易做得到。
It's not easy to achieve this.
有一次啊，有一个故事是这样讲。
There was a story that goes.
他说魔鬼啊，撒旦啊，跟他的手下在开会。
The devil, Satan, was having a meeting with his minions.
他说现在的基督徒啊，我们怎么可以打败他们呢？
They were discussing how can we overcome the Christians of today.
我们就不能把他停止，不让他来聚会。
We cannot stop them from going to services.
我们也不能停止他们不读圣经。
We cannot stop them from reading the Bible.
怎么样打败他们呢？
How do we defeat them?
他们在很头痛。
So they were having a heated discussion, and it was having that time.
有啊，有人的提议啊。
So one of them suggested.
其实很简单。
It's very easy.
我们不能直接攻打他们。
We cannot attack them directly.
但是我们可以让他很忙。
But we can keep them busy.
我们可以让基督徒的生活非常忙碌。
We can keep the lives of Christians very busy.
让他们越来越忙碌。
And making them busier and busier.
让他们一天工作，一个礼拜工作七天。
Let us make them work 7 days a week.
一天工作八个小时。
And 8 hours each day.
让他们赚更多的钱。
So they can have more money.
因为需要更多的钱，才可以买更多的东西。
Because in order to buy more things, they need more money.
所以他们没有时间呢。
So in that way, they have no time.
自然没有时间，没有能力来亲近神了。
So if they have no time, they won't have time to draw close to God.
我们也让他们夫妻很忙碌。
We make both husband and wife very busy.
让夫妻没有机会讲话。
So that they have no opportunity to talk to each other.
没有错，大家为了生活要建立更美好的家庭，物质上。
It is true. For the sake of their lives, they want to make their lives more comfortable.
但是到后来，夫妻没有时间讲话。
But in the end, the couple has no time to talk.
慢慢彼此不了解了。
Soon they grow distant.
然后丈夫就得不到妻子的爱。
And the husband will not receive the love of his wife.
心里得不到满足。
He will not be satisfied.
因为他得不到爱，他就是要从别的地方去找爱了。
Because he couldn't have love from his wife, so he has to go somewhere else.
家庭就会出问题了。
And there is problem within the family.
我们也让父母很忙碌。
And let us make the parents busy.
没有时间跟孩子交通。
They will not have time to look after their children.
孩子都可以在外面发展啊。
And the children can play outside of the house.
信仰自然就不会好。
And in that case, their religion will not be good.
我们可以让各种各样的杂志啊，啊那个抽奖啊，还有什么特啊，每天让他们阅读很多的东西。
We can produce a lot of magazines, vouchers, and flyers to keep them busy.
让他们没有时间读圣经。
So that they have no time to read the Bible.
让他们的电脑24小时都是开着的。
Let us make them turn their computer on 24 hours.
收音机常常开着。
And let us make them turn on their radios more often.
身边很多不同的声音。
Let's give them different noises.
他都听不到心中微小的良声了，良心的声音了。
And that way they will not hear the soft whisper of their conscience.
所以到了最后，所有魔鬼都说，哇，这个真的是好的计划。
And at the very end, the devil and his minions all agree this is such a wonderful plan.
我们赶快分头行事。
So let us carry out this systematically.
当然这是个故事，一个比喻。
Of course, this is just a story.
但是故事到最后的比喻，英文那个忙这个字 ，busy 是什么意思呢
？And the word busy, what does it mean?
Busy 是 busy, be under the yoke of Satan. Satan's yoke 就是在魔鬼的这个牢、这个重担啊，这个轭之下。
The acronym busy could also mean busy under Satan's yoke.
啊，想想看，这个也是有道理的。
So think about it, there is some truth to it.
让我们忙，忙到最后都累昏了。
So we're so busy that we're just exhausted.
所以城市人，物质生活很发达，心灵生活很空虚。
People who live in the city, they have much wealth, but spiritually they're very empty.
约翰的声音是旷野的声音，是简单物质生活，心灵很强健的声音。
The voice of John is a voice in the wilderness. He has a very simple material life, but has a very rich spiritual life.
再来看第三点。
That's Look at the third point.
看第五节。
Read verse 5.
那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地并约旦河一大地方的人都出去到约翰那里承认他们的罪在约旦河里受他的洗。
Verse 5, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins.
这里说，约翰因为跟神很亲近，他有一种很高的属灵的吸引力，就把百姓吸到外面去了，吸到旷野去听他的道理，让他受洗。
And John the Baptist was very close to God, and therefore he has very strong spiritual attractiveness, and he attracted people from the city into the wilderness.
这里告诉我们一点。
Here to give us one.
我们自己先要被神吸住，我们才能够吸引别人来亲近神。
First, we have to be attracted to God before we can attract other people to Him.
约翰自己被神吸住了。
John was attracted by God.
他对世界的东西没有很大的兴趣，但是他亲近神。
He has no interest in other things of the world except God.
他一讲话讲道理，别人也跟出去听了。
And the speech that he made caused a lot of people to come to listen to him.
所以。我们的神呢，主耶稣就好像一块很强大的磁铁一样 ，magnet 一样。
Our God, He is likened to a piece of giant magnet.
我们只是一块本身没有什么磁性的铁，一个金属而已。
We are probably just some metal without any magnetism.
跟神接上了，我们就可以吸引身边的人。
But once we are hooked on to God, we can attract others.
我们譬如说，我们当父母的。
Let's talk about parents.
我们想想看，我们自己有没有被神深深的吸引住呢
？Let's think for a minute. Are we attracted to God?
如果没有的话
If not,
我们的儿女大概也不会被神吸得很紧
Then it's probably true that our children are not attracted to God either.
孩子也是看我们的
Because our children looked up to us.
所以先被神吸引才能够吸引别人
So first you have to be attracted to God before you can attract others to you.
我们来看约翰福音第十二章
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章
John chapter 12.
三十二节
Verse 32.
约翰福音第十二章三十二节。
John chapter 12 verse 32.
三十二节，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来跪向我。
And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
这个时代要传福音不是很容易的事情。
It is not easy to preach gospel today.
因为身边太多不同的声音，太多的一个力量。
But because there are so many different noises and so many other strength are working.
教会怎么可以吸引慕道朋友来慕道来信主呢
？How do we draw people to come to church to believe in God？
啊，怎么可以让更多的信徒常常来聚会敬拜神呢
？How do we draw more members to come to church？
重点就是有没有大家有没有感受到神的爱
？The important thing is that has everyone felt the love of God？
我们先想想看，我们想不想回家吃饭？
Let us think about it. Do we want to go home to have our meals?
如果回家吃饭的感觉很好。
If going home and having a meal there is a good feeling.
父母很关心我。
Your parents care for you.
兄弟姐妹可以分享一切的话。
Your siblings share everything with you.
年轻朋友啊，是很会喜欢回家吃饭。
Then of course, the youth of the church would like to go home to have meals.
但是如果家里没有爱的话。
But if there is no love at home.
当然不会喜欢回家。
Then nobody wants to go home.
主说。我被举起来，十字架举起来，就吸引万人归向我。
That is why Jesus said, "While I am lifted from the earth, I will draw all men to myself."
所以我们常常思考神的爱。
So let us think about the love of God.
想想为什么我们在这里
？Think about why are we here?
为什么今天我可以在这里
？Why am I here today?
我们就能够吸引更多人来靠主信主了。
We hope that we can draw more people to come to the church to believe in God.
再来看一点。
Let's take a look at another point.
约翰的声音是旷野的声音呢。
The voice of John is the voice of wilderness.
是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
声音讲得再好
，No matter how beautiful that voice is,
也有过去的一天呢。
It will pass one day.
声音是音波在空中震动发出来的现象。
Sound is made of sound waves traveling in the air.
不能永远维持的。
It does not sustain its strength.
人也是一样。
Same thing with humans.
能够为主做什么工作
？What can we do for God？
我们有一天也是会过去。
Because one day we will die.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第八节。
Verse 8.
哥林多前书十三章第八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8.
十三章第八节。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
爱是永不止息，先知讲道之人终必归于无有，说谎言之人终必停止，知识也终归于无有。 第九节。
Nine.
我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限，等到了完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
Verse 8, love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. Verse 9, for our knowledge is imperfect. Now prophecy is imperfect. Verse 10, but when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away.
这里把爱跟其他的恩赐工作做一个比较。
Here is a comparison of love and other talents.
这里说先知讲道啊，讲得再好，有一天也会归于无有的。
It says here that the prophecies will one day pass away.
20年、30年之后，没人在意说今天的讲道到底讲得好还是不好。
After 20-30 years, nobody will ever care whether today's message is good or bad.
这是个时代性，做完了就过去了。
It has a time limit. Once it's done, it's past.
讲方言的自然也终于有一天停止。
And tongues, they will cease.
一个人可以很有知识。
A person can be knowledgeable.
但是他有一天过世了，他的知识也会随他的肉体的结束的没有了。
But when they die, their knowledge would pass away with them.
什么东西最持久？
What is the one thing that sustains?
都是爱。
Love.
今天我们对别人付出的爱。
Today your love for others.
可能那个人10年、20年之后还会记得。
Perhaps after 20 or 30 years, a person will still remember it.
他的下一代还在讲这个爱的事情。
Or perhaps the next generation will still be talking about this love.
所以啊，约翰他知道我是会过去的，我是旷野的声音而已。
John understood that he will pass away. He is just a voice in the wilderness.
这也提醒我们一点。
It also reminds us one thing.
教会的训练工作也是非常重要。
The training in the church is important.
今天我们每一个人所做的岗位、所做的事情都是一个声音。
Today, each work that we do, we're just a voice.
会过去的。
It will pass.
如果只有我一个人在做的话，
If I'm the only one working,
没有接班人。
There is no successor.
没有在可以训练的时候，就先训练一些配合的人才。
That I haven't taken the time to train people when I was able to do it.
当这个声音一过去了，
When a voice passes,
就停止了。
The work will stop.
就没有
了。There is, there will be no more.
但是神果不是这样的。
But that's not the way the kingdom of God operates.
旷野的声音出来了。
When the voice in the desert cries out.
快要没有声音了。
And when it was just about to end.
主耶稣就出现了。
Lord Jesus comes.
所以说还没有钉十字架。
Prior to our Lord Jesus' crucifixion.
就训练好十二个门徒了。
He has trained his 12 disciples.
门徒还没有被杀光。
Before the disciples were all killed,
就有其他的门徒继续他的工作了。
Other disciples were trained to pick up the work.
真教会为什么今天在2006年还在温哥华这里呢？
Why is it that the church is still established in Vancouver in 2006?
大部分有我们的前辈，有我们的家长，我们的父母把信仰传给我们。
Because our older generations have passed on this faith to us.
这个一代一代传下去。
And this faith will be passed on from generation to generation.
工人也是有一代一代的。
And the workers would also be passed down.
以后也要非常看重教会未来的培训。
So we must place emphasis on the training of future generations.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May our Lord Jesus guide us.
今天你听不听到旷野的声音呢？
Today, have you heard the voice in the wilderness?
神可能在跟你讲什么了？
What is God telling you?
一起唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.